That was nice, guys.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Yeah, mate, thank you for coming.
No, thanks for coming.
You were great, man. Yo, what's good, people? Welcome to Idiots Anonymous. So, this is the show where there's idiots that are geniuses that are idiots at the same time. Oh, welcome, welcome. The last episode was episode, actually, it was 1.5. It actually wasn't episode 2. So, this is episode 2 right now. So, guys, how are we feeling?
Good.
Feeling good.
Amazing.
Good. Feeling good.
As always.
We're feeling good.
Happy to be back.
So, we've got a newcomer today. Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Guest.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Someone that's there. Yeah, want to introduce yourself?
Oh, I don't mind. I'll introduce myself, seeing as that you didn't want to do it for me, Simon.
No.
But so yeah.
I'm going to give it to you, bro.
No, I like that and I respect that. So yeah, my name is Dwayne Nosworthy, a.k.a. Nosey's Worthy, representing Dads R Us, the Gallium Steamfish. You don't know the thing. And
nice.
I accept.
Okay. You see why I left it to you?
No, I understand. Because I wanted you to make sure you let them know that I'm the Gallium Steamfish. I'm good for them. You know?
Let him know, bro.
You understand, brother?
Yeah. Not to be confused with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
There we go. You can't. I'm way too chocolatey for you to. Let's be honest, I'm smaller.
Nah, I reckon you're bigger than him.
Nah.
You take him.
Let's not do that.
No.
I think if we're
just
about
put it out there.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I think we should mention a special shout out to Omar's eyebrow.
Oh, Omar, do your eyebrow. We were on the phone the other day.
Look
yeah,
right in the camera.
And we've been friends with Omar for a long time. We've never noticed this about his eyebrow. But someone pointed it out to us on the other day on the phone. When Omar does this particular face, which he's about to do, he looks like that meme of The Rock going. Go on, show it to them. I'm gonna do a nice little zoom in on your face.
Alright, cool. You ready? Yeah, fuck you.
You can't make me do all that
right.
Donut and then not do it.
Stop looking at me, guys.
No, it's
getting
special.
Okay, everyone look at me.
I don't remember how to do it, man.
What challenge?
Think about it.
No, never do that again.
I tried it.
Oh my god, don't go near a school doing that, mate.
Whoa. We don't do that around here.
No.
My CV's clean, don't worry, guys.
Trying to do over here. So.
That or show or no shirt.
Show or no shirt. If you're not aware, we also play a game. We have loads of games when Omar answers the phone. It's quite entertaining.
It's actually very entertaining.
I'm sure we've explained this before, but he's always never got a t-shirt on the phone, so we always play shirt or no shirt. Now, you know that radio show when they play sitting down or standing up?
Yeah.
Our version is that with Omar, shirt or no shirt. Mm. But what he does now, because we said it on one of the last episodes, you know what he does now? I'll ring him. He won't answer the first time because he goes to put on extra layers. He goes to put on a flipping shirt and then come back.
I even had a hoodie yesterday, bro. Times have changed, man.
I feel like with Omar, you know he's not wearing a shirt if the camera's right up in his face.
And he's got the look. He's got the...
You can't be exposing these secrets. You can't. Let's relax.
It's really been exposed, bro.
No, but genuinely, he looks like a Renaissance sculpture. Like, you know.
No, that Terry Crews photo. White chicks.
I love that. I like that.
I appreciate you, bro.
No, bro. You're the Gallium dumpling. I like it, bro. You're the Gallium Steamfish.
We try. Come on.
Come on now. Get me.
I mean, Dwayne, I'm not often.
This is The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Come on.
No, do you know what I really need? I need Omar to call me and for Siri to read that out. That Gallium dumpling.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. We can make it happen, man.
Let's go. Why not?
So what?
Should we get into it?
We get straight to it? Okay.
Well, actually, I think before we spin, Shishana's got an icebreaker for us.
I do indeed.
They're doing my job for me this week. I love it. That's it, man. Relax.
So the question is, and feel free to answer. You get a call late at night. You know it's going to be a friend of yours.
Mm-hmm.
You answer the phone and this friend tells you, hey, I've been arrested. Okay. Who is the friend? What do you think they've been arrested for? In this group.
What is the likeliest
scenario?
I'm a witness, these answers.
He's getting arrested.
Yeah.
It's probably Omar for his eyebrows at least.
Okay, well, if I'm not going to do that.
No, that's it.
I've got normal eyebrows, right?
I was waiting for the rest.
There is no rest. Let me know in the comments. If you say no, you're a dickhead.
Okay. Dead ones.
Let me know.
What? That silence, that is an editing gold mine. I'm going to put sat in there.
Cricket.
Loudest silence I've ever heard in my life. For real.
Okay, who's getting arrested?
Who's getting arrested on your order?
Who's most likely to get arrested out of all of us?
Sam.
Whoa!
Oh, did I say something? Go on, tell us. I'm like Simon for me. I don't know you got that well yet. You know what? I can't say that. So for me, it's Simon.
I second that.
Based on just meeting you guys anyway and me knowing him, it's Simon.
But what is the crime? What do you think he's going down for?
Simon is going down for someone pissing him off. Yeah?
Okay.
Him misreading something. And if he misreads it and he's mad, he's going down.
He definitely, because you can't hear anything.
What do you mean?
Yesterday, we were talking about Rose Kennedy, I think her name is Rose Kennedy, being turned into a vegetable. And he was like, they turned her into a carrot?
So no one said anything about carrots.
Yeah. No, because, you said, so this Rose Kennedy shallow lobotomy and it like flopped and she turned into a vegetable. You said, she turned into a vegetable, a carrot. And Simon thought you actually being said, what?
She's a carrot.
Wrong part of the conversation.
Wrong part of the conversation.
That's crazy.
But this is a daily occurrence. Let's not make it out like an isolated incident.
I didn't even know, but now I know that about myself.
Is it bad that I don't know who Rose Kennedy is?
I don't know if it's Rose Kennedy. I know she is a Kennedy.
JFK's sister, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. She had a lobotomy.
Yeah.
She had a lobotomy.
Like voluntarily.
No.
Bro, man said voluntarily.
I thought those days were bonded.
One lobotomy, please.
This is like the
1800s. Who orders that there? Who orders that? What orders up? One
lobotomy. Your finest lobotomy, please.
Thank you, sir. I'll take that one and run with it.
Each to their own, bro. You don't know. God damn.
Well, if anyone's going for a lobotomy, it's definitely Omar first.
Do you reckon it first?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what it is. Omar, I promise you, I think I confirm.
Huh? Wow. What?
Reckon,
you reckon you confirm that?
I think I confirm
this took a real serious turn.
The only
turn,
person that could look a doctor in the eye and be like, give it to me.
Do it.
Yeah, Paul's got a wife. But yeah, that's how he's going to go get his prostate done. Give it to me. Yeah, I don't know which Omar this is. That is not me. That is not me, bro.
The eyebrow came out when you said that.
It's action, isn't it? I'm fighting you.
Omar's going to be there on the way home, Botox.
No, we're good. Who do you not think would be the most likely to survive in prison, then, out of the group?
In prison?
Yeah.
Rah.
Me.
You reckon you'd
survive? Yeah, I believe that.
Me.
Shana would make everyone have a bitch. Yeah.
Loki,
I believe Loki, she's so confident in her room. I can see that happening.
Women.
To be honest, you do have the energy that you would just bitch them up still. You do have the energy like you bitch them up still. You let them know. In a nice way though. I think you got good energy.
That is a compliment.
No, you would run to it.
Yeah,
definitely. You would definitely
run to it. Too small.
Yeah, I reckon she'd be in one of them like, prison break schemes or something like that. Like where they're fucking.
I love the way that she's happy with it though. Exactly. Like she's like, it's me. It's more.
Some people want to be princesses. I want to be Michael Scofield. Okay.
Do you know what? You remind me of Batman. Like you just got time for everything. You just got prep time. Like she just knows what she's doing.
It's a compliment.
Hey, so you know, Batman's a bad man.
Batman's the guy.
The only superhero who has no superpowers. Yeah.
Just
baddest man.
Never put me in a sentence with Robert Pattinson for any
You picked a Batman that you didn't like.
So we're talking about Nolan Batman here, not fucking my man who looks like a goth emo kid. We don't care about him.
Yeah. Nobody believes in that Batman.
Well, who was the best Batman then?
Nolan. Christian Bale.
Yeah.
I think the best suit. I'm sorry, girls. The best suit was the bat. What's his name? Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Yes. That agreed. One. Yes. Agreed.
That one was the best Batman was Christian.
And he was built.
Yeah.
Christian Bale was the best Batman.
I don't know why we even tried to think.
Yeah. It's disrespect. Let's not do that again.
Let's not do that.
You're right.
You know what is? That is one of the only movies out there where no one can watch it with me because they get pissed off watching with me. Because I can recite the movie word for word.
Oh, you're them mans.
I'm them mans.
One of them.
I'm only that man for certain things. Any Eddie Murphy movie, you understand? Coming to America, I'm gone.
Ooh, but that's the thing, we each got our things, isn't it?
Coming to America. The only other movie I'm like that with is Why do I do it? Fuck it. Shrek 2.
Hell yeah!
Best movies ever created.
Why 2?
I swear to God.
A classic.
Why 2? Yeah, why 2?
Because it's better than 1, bro.
No, it is.
Yeah, but, we'll go, yeah,
but there's 3 as well.
There's like 5 now,
there's,
bro.
There's a whole cinematic universe. I'm up to 3, though. I'm a big man in it. I've only seen up to 3, but...
Don't lie.
Man said I'm a big man.
Man 3. Man's the biggest man on the planet. Hey, nah. Man ain't watched all of them.
Not all of them.
I watched only 3.
That's the cut-off for being a man, yeah.
The cut-off, if you watch more than 3, you're dickhead. But,
that's nah, pretty
Shrek 2's for real.
Because they got bare Shreks now. They're like building, they're going to fight Thanos eventually in Shrek. I'm telling you, bro. Mate, it's crazy.
Thanos,
you don't even know. How many Shreks are they making? They made like 8 Shreks.
But none of you guys were saying about Fast and Furious. Year. Why are we on number 10?
That's true.
Well,
Fast and Furious.
Yeah. That at EastEnders. How many plot lines can you have before you start doing the same plot lines?
And what makes it worse is that you actually bring a really good comparison.
Yeah.
Because that's what Fast and Furious has turned into.
EastEnders.
That's what it is. It's a movie version of EastEnders. It's Hollywood's movie. You're a bad guy.
I see the comparisons though.
Ten threw me off, bro.
He's actually cooking.
Why were they in space? Why were they in space?
Because there's that question, isn't there? Like, where did Fast and Furious in the franchise lose its...
all about the cars.
Reality.
It was supposed to be about the cars.
Yeah.
That's
it. Like, 9 was, you know, a little bit, it was, you're kind of losing things.
The Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as soon as he was...
Better hide the baby, yo.
To be honest, when he landed, it got bad, but then they started doing it like a bit of a, like they went side by side and said, I'll get you. No, you won't. Why are you here? You're just talk. Why are you sad? I'll find you. No, you won't. Bruv, you're here. Why are you doing this side by side movie flipping bad boys? Stop it.
Oh, man.
Enough. Yeah. So you're right. It's when he landed, even though I love Dwayne. You get me?
Yeah,
but
shout out Dwayne on standard.
No, yeah.
I feel like he ain't seen this. Hey,
one day. He's seen.
One day.
You never know.
One day, man.
Hello, Dwayne.
Shout out Dwayne, man.
I don't know. I feel like it was when they done that stunt when they won the Burj Khalifa and they flew a car out the window. And then I think it was 7 when they flew that.
To be honest, that was it was crazy.
It was crazy.
It was crazy, but you go, all right, allow it for Fast and Furious. But they're going, what can we do after that? And then they went too far. It's like, you did that. That was enough. If anything, you couldn't repeat it, but that was the only thing you could do.
Yeah.
You should have ended there.
No, they got way too excited with that series. I can't lie.
Yeah.
Way too excited, man.
They did everything they could do on Earth and they were like, fuck it. Space, man.
Let's take Tyrese and Ludacris to space.
No. See, when you put it like that, promotionally, I will watch it. But that's what they're curious. Yeah, just, I'd be like...
Ludacris has a song with Justin Bieber and then now he's in space. Yeah, that's such a crazy switch up.
Man, that's a mad... That's, like,
what's the correlation?
That's a duality of men, bro.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber song in space.
Leave Justin Bieber alone, okay?
Are you a Justin Bieber fan?
I am.
You are, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I respect it.
Unapologetically as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which is eyebrows. Yeah, shout out Justin Bieber too, man.
No, I respect it. He's a bad guy.
And we've got to build every bridge we can.
Come on,
guys.
Exactly.
I'm grinding.
Marketing director. Should we spin that wheel? We ain't spinning it yet.
Yeah.
That's for a spin.
Let's go.
Oh, that was taking me, boy, in the middle.
Fears.
Who wants to pick up the fears card? I'm a bit stuck right now. So
hold that, please.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ree.
Ooh, what's it going to be?
That's the title card.
It's been a while. I forgot about that as well.
Would you ever do a Ouija board?
Nah.
Hell no.
Wait, you did not know. Wait, because I want to do it on 3.
Okay.
Right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hell no.
Next question.
You don't play with them things.
Yeah, you don't play
with them things. I'll be curious. I would never do it. No, but I'd be curious though. I'd want to see someone else doing it.
Oh, no, I understand
that. Yeah.
But I'm seeing you from afar.
Yeah.
In the TV.
You understand?
I want to see if people are actually moving the thing. Do you get it?
I understand you're like, in close proximity, though, because that's too close to me. I understand what you're saying, but I'll watch you watch.
You understand?
I'll watch you watch closer, because you're braver than me. I'm not opening the doors to them, man.
Nah, I don't want to open that.
This is a guy, you know the guy in the horror movie, you hear the crazy sound. I wonder what that is. Let me walk.
Let me go check it out.
The movie's done in 5 minutes.
We should split up.
Movie's done in 5 minutes.
The ghost can have my yard, bro. I'll sleep in a bush, I don't care.
I'm gone, bro. I hear something, and everyone goes, we should... Dwayne?
That's the one.
You can see it. You're not in the cartoon, but you're on the way, there's just a scene.
Just a scene of my body. You see me going like. The mist of me looking at you.
Like, the shadow will start running after him.
Shadow's like, hey! Oh, what about us? Like, your business, yeah, Shadow.
That's you, man. That's you.
No. Don't open them doors and play with them bastards there. Sorry, excuse my crunch. I don't do it. No.
We're spinning again, yeah?
Well, if you don't want to, let's do it. Fuck it. No one like that question. Fuck the Ouija board. Like, nah, they want to discuss it.
We are life goals.
Ooh.
Should I do it? Yeah. Please put that back. Ooh.
Just did.
Thank you.
That. I said Ouija board, you know, like that is a serious thing.
It's crazy, isn't it? I can't lie.
The question is the worst punishment you received as a child.
God.
God. I'm having flashbacks to now.
I hope you're watching closely, Dad, okay? Because we're going to list them right now, okay?
A trauma, boy.
Trust me, bro. We're going to relive some pain.
Nah, I got some Pete ones. Metal side of the belt. Got that.
Yeah.
The metal side.
Yeah, we've got that. Yeah, that.
On what part of the body, though? Because this is important.
On my back, on it. I was the first time I got the metal side of the belt, I was in year one, and I remember exactly why I got it. I got it because in primary school.
That's like, child abuse.
Cool child protection.
Oh, just so you know, the metal side of the belt is child abuse anyway. But we all got abused.
We all got abused.
And you got to protect your dad, man. This is.
Yeah,
that's a big man. You can't come for dad now.
You can't come for dad now. It's what it is, man. It happened.
Plus, you're not pressing charges.
Shout your dad, man. Man would have been cuffed.
Go home, man. Look what you did, son.
No, allow him.
We're dead again, man.
I mean, in Zim, the standard punishment is that, and it's a bit of a mindfuck actually, your parents would make you go pick the stick that they beat you with.
So, yeah. Oh, you want to be bad? Go pick it.
You have to stand there for about 10 minutes trying to find the stick that bends the least. Because if you pick the skinny stick, that stick's come back and whipping you again. You pick the fat stick, that's going to leave a bruise.
Trauma.
Yeah. Do you know what's mad about that? What you just said is that you have to have a lot of experience and knowing how to pick the right stick. That means you not went through trial and error. Trials and tribulations.
No, do you know, because I think the looking for the stick was the worst part of the punishment, because you're stressing yourself out. Like, you're getting a slap, okay, the slap's going to take 3 seconds, but that 10 minutes of being outside, you're looking at the stick. You know, like, that picture of SpongeBob, where it's like,
stress.
Like, real talk, that does play with your mind. That's also emotional trauma.
Yeah.
Then the physical, mental, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So you're a dad. Let me ask you from the reverse perspective.
Okay.
If you want to share.
Oh, no, I'm happy to share.
What is the worst punishment you
Careful
give
now.
The worst punishment I give to my kids is kind of like, for me, I let them decide. So it's like what you said. But I'm not beating my kids. Mm. They decide. So if they do something, I ask them, like, I'm that dad, innit? I'll be like, so okay, you did this. So what do you think should happen now?
What if they say, ooh, I want an ice cream?
I actually like that.
Yeah, so I'm like, you want an ice cream? Cool. So you think that based on what you did, an ice cream is warranted?
Now I'm ashamed.
My thing is, I don't want to punish you.
Yeah,
that's not what this is about.
Yeah, good.
My thing is, your behavior warranted this.
Yeah, okay.
You understand? So, like, this is
the consequence of
your action.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe for like every action there's a reaction. I think for every action there's a consequence. Mm. So what's the consequence?
I think that's really helpful in terms of like when people then grow older, because they can then police their own behavior. Like in my head, I grow up to be like, you know what, if I do this, this is the likelihood, this is the outcome.
Yeah.
It's probably a really good
behavior. My thing is, I always say in my house, so good behavior, good results. Bad behavior, bad results. It's really that simple. The maths is mathing. If you do simple maths, there's no need for algebra.
100.
Mm-hmm.
It's no need. So if you're good, you get good results. If you're not, you don't. So check yourself. And that's what I do with my kids. So the worst punishment is them having to come to me to tell me that they were a dickhead.
Because they don't want to disappoint you.
No. Who wants to disappoint me? I'm a nice guy until I'm not a nice guy. And even then, that's for me to deal with. Mm. You go deal with your shit.
There you go.
I like that though.
That's good, wholesome. Now we're going to get into some trauma.
That's the wrong time,
Fuck. In fact, Not my mum, obviously, allegedly. This happened to my friend, not me, not my mum. I love you, mum. This wasn't me, this was my friend, innit? So,
disclaimer.
The like side of the armrest of a chair, yeah? There's a hot cup of coffee on this armrest, yeah?
Where are we going?
So my friend, my
to the police
friend,
station.
Him,
your friend.
Let's call him Zoma. So
Zoma.
Sounds really funny.
I don't know what, but Zoma, he's a great guy though.
Yeah.
Got him a dumpling, something like that.
Yeah.
Crazy eyebrows, Zoma, yeah. So he's walking around, he's running his house, he's a little kid. Obviously, this coffee's on the armrest of a chair where it shouldn't be. Zoma's mum shouldn't have put the coffee there, should she? Should she? But anyway, the coffee was there. So he's running, spills on himself, obviously burns himself. Zoma's screaming in pain.
Zoma sounds like an idiot, bruv.
Yeah, you watch your fucking mouth. But
sorry, is this your friend? It's cool.
I just really love this friend.
Like, yeah, I hate you.
Yeah. But yeah, so look, he's obviously, his skin's burning, he's crying, he's in pain. He's like 5 years old, like he's a kid.
Right.
So obviously, as Zoma's mum picks him up, takes him to the shower, he's putting cold water on it. Now, Zoma can feel the cold water trickling on his body, but then he suddenly gets another feeling as well.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's the feeling of Zoma's mum's hand repeatedly slapping the fuck out of him on the burn mark as well.
On the burn mark?
On the burn mark.
Where was the burn? On your arm? On Zoma's arm. Zoma's
arm, leg, and his leg as well. So he's getting slapped up. It's like, why the fuck are you spilling this coffee on yourself?
Right. Oh, Zoma,
so
man.
So Zoma's obviously going through it.
Shame.
He gets out of the shower. He thinks his trauma's done, but...
There's more for Zoma.
Of course there is. Zoma then has to pick the weapon. Similar to you guys. Zoma didn't have to forage for it, though. He had to pick the belt in it.
It's like a fighting game, isn't it? It's a literal weapon. Yeah. Do you know what? It's funny you mentioned Zomar's story, because I got a similar story about my mate called Zedka.
Yeah.
Basically, it was something similar. Like, I just feel like his parents used to like to beat him when he was already hurt.
Mm.
Like, I remember one time Zedka, this idiot, he fell down the stairs, and then his Zedka's dad beat him.
Yeah.
So then Zedka knew that he would get beat for getting hurt. So one time, I remember Zedka was in France.
But him telling me.
Yeah. Oh, Zedka's French as well?
Zedka's French.
Is his dad called Zerik?
Zerik, yeah,
ah,
yeah.
He was
going up the stairs in this hotel, right? And Zedka spilled, he had a hot chocolate in his hand, he spilled on the stairs.
Mm.
So Zedka thought, oh yeah, this is it, I'm going to get fucked up. So then what Zedka did is, instead of just taking a beating, he pretended to cry like he was really hurt so that he wouldn't get the beating. And Zedka, you're a superstar for that tactic, because it damn well works.
It worked.
Zedka got away with it.
Shout out Zedka, man.
Shout out Zedka. Kids, smart learn man. From that. That
learn
might help you.
Was it? And the Oscar goes to...
Not you, Zedka.
Zedka.
I know Zedka's not here. He's a friend.
I'm going to accept him on his behalf.
I hear you. Let it be known next time, though, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
Zedka, not me.
Spin that wheel.
Yes, please.
Yes. The trauma is over.
I hope so.
Oh, damn.
We've got another life. Do we want to do another
spin
one?
Again, spin again.
Yeah, we'll switch up. We'll switch up.
Fears again.
No.
Spin again.
All right. By the way, we will be getting something to cover up my shit
travel.
You were writing, to make it look bigger.
I'll go it.
You know the mic can move, right? You can move it out of your way.
Swear.
That's
Zoma would have known that.
That's a life goal.
You learn something new every day.
I'd be like Zoma, man.
Life goals.
What was your best story while traveling?
You're reading the wrong card.
Is he?
It says life goals.
No, sorry, that's my fault when I was writing.
Does that say travel?
Whoopsie.
Is that travel or not travel?
Do better.
Oh, yeah, this is on the travel, yeah. What's your best? I was thinking the word traveling is in the question, my boy. Best story while traveling.
I thought you had a story, bro. I thought it was going to start.
Yeah. Mine was probably Morocco, you know. Well, Dubai. When I went to Dubai in like 2018.
That's the one where you missed your flight. Dickhead.
Yeah.
Oh, you've told us this story before. You can't tell us again.
Okay, well, I'll go fuck myself. It's fine.
We have one.
Yeah, you do your thing.
We accidentally got dropped off at Anuda's beach and we couldn't get off the island.
Accidentally?
No, so listen. We went to Croatia for my birthday and there was little islands on like around where we were staying. So they were like, yeah, you can just get a little boat. It's like €6, whatever. We're like, okay, cool. What's the best one? So the guy was like, this one, go to this one. Here, get on this boat,
blah,
blah, blah. Yeah, the best beach. So we get off the boat. We're walking through this little forest bit and we see a big sign. Welcome, nudist beach. We looked at each other. We were like,
So at this point, we're turning around. That boat is
the boat's gone. The boat comes like every, what is it, like every 2 hours or something?
I swear.
So we had to stay there. We walk in, there's just bare old people naked.
Did you not strip though?
No.
Mm-mm. You want a fully clothed on nudist beach?
Well, only one of you answered. I'm just saying. I pay attention to detail.
I didn't strip.
There you go.
I just saw way too much.
I just had my titties out.
And that was just for like old people.
I mean, people do that anyway.
I don't understand where, like, what, I mean, you know what?
Wait, say it.
What's that one word?
What is it? What's the word? I actually don't know what it is. Inconspicuous.
Yeah, that one.
Wait, say it.
Inconspicuous.
Con.
He's really as red as a cup.
Inconspicuous.
You're gonna probably have to say it like that. Wait. Inconspicuous.
Why do you say like a Japanese?
Where's that accent?
Inconspicuous. You're looking very. You're saying it very inconspicuously. Inconspicuous.
Inconspicuous.
Man, you are sounding like something is wrong, bro. Inconspicuous. Incompetence. In your buttonhole, bro. You're saying a lot.
Pizzeria all over.
Apart from the word that is being said.
Say pizzeria. What?
Pizzeria.
Oh, you ain't heard this one, have you?
Pizzeria.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, big man.
Coming up with a new language. Apparently, I can't say the word. Wait. I think I can say it right, but I've been told before I can't say it right by the gentleman
so
behind the camera. Restaurant.
Wait,
what?
Did you say restaurant?
Was that restaurant before?
Restaurant. Am I not saying it right?
You're not from South London.
That sounds correct to me. London,
yeah, that's great. Not that it sounds correct. Well. you can. There's a lot of things that sound correct. Inconscankable.
Pizzandera.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Can you say Sloppy Giuseppe?
Sloppy Giuseppe.
Okay, that was.
I can say that. Yeah. I can say Sloppy Giuseppe against the Alizotius.
Well done. I'm glad.
Not me. And what is it that I came earlier to you to say that was really quick?
I don't know, because you said it too fast.
That's the thing. Somehow I can say things really fast, really well.
And then sometimes you'll just pick random words. Like one time he called me a leper. It wasn't the word that he was looking for, but that's the word that came out.
It was the word I was looking for. I just pronounced it wrong. I said leper instead of leper.
No.
I'm sure I wanted
he
to say
he said leper.
Was the context
and I was like,
leper.
Are you aware
basically,
of what
making,
that is?
Hold on,
he was
Dwayne,
like...
Hold on. They're making fun of me because I weren't born in this country.
No.
They're telling me I'm taking their jobs. I'm fucking...
Brexit means Brexit.
Exactly.
That was a great deflection, man.
Not the whitest man in the room.
It was nice. I liked it. I liked every part of it, to be honest. I had your back.
Exactly. At least someone does.
Damn. Yeah, we move, man.
Well, Ed, what's your best story travelling?
My best travel story, it was when we were in Miami, right? We
Daddy, chill.
Bro, what happened in Miami, bro? We already know that you're only telling part of that story.
Yeah. Tell the whole truth.
I was a woman before I
was. That would make sense. When we was in Miami, I don't know what happened.
Oh, man. Bandit.
Fucking up. But no, when we went, it's just so funny seeing Omar do stuff that's really out of his comfort zone.
Right.
So we went, and to be fair, bearing in mind, Omar was very ill during this trip, so he wasn't quite himself. But we went to Miami, and I think we were doing some... We did two things on that day. We did kayaking, like just normal, like your slow old kayaking, and we did this banana boat thing that it was like you were on this big raft, and it pulled you on a jet ski. You're going really fast, you have to hold on. And Omar in water...
This is Omar, not Zomar, right?
Yeah, this is not Zomar. Okay. This is Omar.
Omar
was unavailable, unfortunately. But yeah, it was so funny seeing him so uncomfortable in the water. Like, I'm trying to think of a good comparison.
Nah,
like, you just look so...
Do you know what it is? Why am I there? do you know how many great things are on land? What's there for me in the water?
Water's not for you.
Not really, nah.
But if you can't swim, just say that.
No, I can swim. I can't swim in the ocean. Like, I ain't doing that.
What is the difference?
I can swim in like a kiddie pool, but like, ocean. What's the difference?
The paddling pool.
What is the difference?
The sea's fucked.
It's a water.
What do you mean?
No, but water is the same. No, it's not.
I know what he's saying, and I know what you're saying. It's not the same, but ultimately, you're just swimming You're not going out to sea. You know what I mean? So if you were going out to sea, that's different.
Yeah, of course.
But just swimming, you know what I mean? Just where you're at.
Exactly. But he was so uncomfortable. So like he was there with his, and obviously the life jacket already makes you a bit more puffier. So he was just there like this.
As you can see, the wild Omar is not in his natural habitat. He is very uncomfortable.
Get me out of here.
As the boat shakes, he begins to shit his pants.
Oh my god!
Jacket just gives me life.
It makes me feel like I'm alive. Exactly.
I'm safe.
But the mere fact you're that you're not in the water, and you don't know what's under you.
You're doing too much.
No, but seriously, I've been in this situation, I understand it, yeah. You don't know what's under you.
You don't.
Salmon gets me, man.
It's deep. No, it's deep. So that adds to your anxiety when you're in the water.
It does.
If
it
you
does.
Don't like water. That
was me.
No, you're right.
The jellyfish.
Yeah, you're right.
Jellyfish? No, no,
stop.
No.
Because
I always remember someone was jet skiing in Dubai. Yeah.
I was the person in the movie that was stung by
jellyfish.
The
instructor said to me, like, cool, you got to keep up with everyone else. So I was like, cool. All my friends are used to jet skiing already. They all go. Gone. Distance. I'm like, hold on. I'm by myself. The instructor's even gone. So I'm in the middle of the sea in Dubai. I'm like,
guys,
help me.
No. Wait.
No, but can you see? This is the shore.
I see no one.
No, but can you see the shore? Can you see
land? I can't see shore.
So you can't see land?
You can't see land. I see
boats. How far did they take you?
They took us out there and then they're all gone. And all I see is boats. Where so far, boats are among us. You know about boats and whatever ships.
You cannot see land.
There's no land.
I reckon
the land I can see is the road that's miles away.
That's land.
No, but that's not land enough that I'm going to get there. If I jet ski there, I've got a...
No, but at least I know I'm close to land. I'll go where I'm close to land, but I understand your fear.
There was no land there. It was a bridge. It was like, I'm not going to get up on the
I'm still close.
It was a bridge.
Was the bridge just goes to one of the sides?
Once you go there, there's going to be something.
At the time...
You're afraid.
I'm afraid. Logical minds not thinking at this moment. I'm not thinking there's land and bridge over there. I'm thinking, I'm in water. My friends have left me. Where am I going? Like, same thing.
Just press
I'm upset now.
No, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
After Simon told that story,
I'm top jet skiing. You know, jet skiing.
No, but this is the thing, Omar. I need to see you do it because until that day, I don't fucking believe
it. We'll go on jet skis.
Because this guy, he's like a little bitty. He'll be like, yeah, I've done zip lining, I've done jet skiing. And then he's like this on the kayak.
No.
And then when we went to the crocodile sanctuary, we went to the Everglades in Florida, and there's all the alligators and all of that. They put a little mini crocodile, and it's like, I'll get the picture. I've got your picture on the screen. Just to hold it. Jesus Christ.
Bro, I held the crocodile. And then what are you talking about?
No, you did. But it was like, and then at one point, the guy who was handling the crocodiles, he like did this thing where he not slapped the crocodile's head, but you remember when he made it like wrangle and like do the cha-cha slap?
No, why is he
like,
doing that though?
I'm
gripping
like
a crocodile.
It.
Why are you slapping it?
You did not like
that's
it.
True. Again, I'm not backing you again because obviously you left me last time.
Here's my though. There was no need to slap it. But
There was no need to slap it. He done this
thing.
It's
a little one though.
It was tiny.
It's cute.
But it's just so funny. Like, it just brings me so much joy to see Omar so out of his comfort zone. And not because I'm a bad friend.
So watch the struggle.
It's so funny. It's so funny. You guys will understand.
Nah, I can't lie. It is actually very funny.
It is hilarious. It's fucking hilarious.
Let's spin that wheel.
All right. Wild card.
Oh, wild card. Ooh. Right, just because. Right. Yeah. He's going to. Let's see what. Oh, this one's a lot.
This is an essay, bro.
It starts on the other side, I think.
This guy wrote a dissertation, bro. You and your partner are you and your partner are actors, and you're on a press tour promoting your new movie. The others must choose a movie to ask you questions about. Your handwriting is arse, bro.
That's and not my handwriting, actually.
And not. Alright, cool. So ask you questions about and not what the movie is.
And not tell you
what the movie is.
You're reading it.
Have I turned the literate?
Take your time.
Alright.
We got
you, you must improv.
Is this?
Yeah, it's got to go there. Yeah.
Nah, okay. No, this is making me sound fucking illiterate. Okay, you must improv an answer to their questions, and at the end, you must guess what the movie is.
And ladies, this is just a reminder. Sometimes, you know, he is trying to text you back. He just writes at a grade 4 level.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Wow.
Exactly. Thank you.
To be fair.
Wait, was that not a comment?
That was not a comment.
Chill.
Relax.
Damn.
Right. So Omar, choose who you'd like to partake in this challenge.
Oh, I'm doing the challenge.
You're doing the challenge. Choose your partner.
You
picked up the card, sucker.
We'll go Dwayne.
You can't make the guess.
I'm not going to lie to you, bruv. I don't want to be your girl partner.
My girl?
That's
going to
be a girl, bro.
Is there a girl?
No, yeah. It doesn't have to be. Yeah, your co-star.
Your co-star. I'm so sorry, bruv. Not that I've got any problem with same-sex things, yeah? You don't want to come for me.
Shout out LGBTQ plus brother. Yeah, man.
You know you don't want to come for you, bruv. I don't have time for it.
Yeah, man. So you two are co-stars.
We're co-stars, aren't we?
These nuts.
2018. Okay. Cool.
So just to clarify, yeah?
Yeah.
We're on a press tour. You guys are going to ask us questions.
You're on a press tour for your movie.
And we answer
questions.
We are
the press.
How are we going to get the movie from us?
That's
the
don't worry.
You have to improv. We'll just go. The answers to the question. Okay.
Right.
All right, let's go.
So I'm going to start. So lovely to have you here, Omar and Dwayne.
Thank you. You know, good to be here.
Pleasure.
Congratulations on your new movie coming
out. Thank you.
How did it feel playing such like, you know, well-known characters? How did it feel? And how did you embody those characters?
Omar, you suck.
Yeah, thank you, Dwayne. So, honestly, it was a big responsibility, obviously upholding, like, the, you know, the value of these characters, but I think we...
What were the value of those characters?
You know, just kindness, happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work really does yield results when you work hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you really went through trials and tribulations in this movie.
We did.
Can you talk about the challenges you faced on the journeys you went on?
Of course Dwayne can.
Yeah, no, you're right. To be honest, it's difficult to go into detail about those trials and tribulations. It'd be interesting to know what trials and tribulations you saw watching our movie.
With the premise of, you know, the current climate and not judging a book by its cover, what would you say was the most, you know, positive thing you've seen come out of this film so far today?
Sitting here with you guys has been really positive. But Omar, was there anything specific in the movie that made you think, as, you know, the beautiful lady asked?
Dwayne, many things.
Please do elaborate.
I think one of the great things that came from it is just, you know, online on social media, we just got such great reception from the people.
We did.
There's a lot of people that resonated with the story. True. So it was really heartwarming.
And if you had to peel the layers of the film back like an onion, what would you say, you know, at the core of the film was the message?
I think Dwayne really had a good look at the core, so he can answer that one.
You know what? I'm really glad that you came to me on that one.
Yeah,
thank you for that. I feel like those layers are, again, they're difficult to really go into detail about. But if I were to be specific, I'd say, you know what? I'm still gathering ideas as to what that did to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking about what did it
good.
Do.
They're fucking good.
You know?
A++ waffle, guys.
I suppose some would argue there was a few controversial moments in the film because some of the jokes in there. What can you please like describe what you think about those controversial moments?
I feel like I'll answer. It's fine. Don't worry, Omar. I got you. I feel like some of those moments are. As much as people may consider them controversial, I feel that's really more about perspective.
I mean, we're talking about kids' nursery rhymes here. How more controversial can you be?
Right. Now, that is a really good question. And, you know, when we were doing it, we were trying to embody all aspects of everyone.
No, of course, because there's so many different fairy tales involved. So
yes,
makes sense.
Yes,
and the accents just impeccable work, guys.
Yeah,
Omar, could you give us a rendition of the accent you did in the movie?
Sure.
The eyebrow came
Well, the same accent I did in the movie.
Yeah.
Like not just not a different random accent. Just
the exact same one in the movie that has been on the screen to show them.
I'm gonna have to jump in on that and say
yes.
No, you've got an accent as well.
I'm gonna have to jump in and say the reason why we don't like to really reenact those moments is because we don't like to give it away, because sometimes and then bringing the voices together, it throws people off and we don't like.
Sometimes it takes away from the value of the movie.
The movie's already out, so I'm gonna have to insist, guys.
Come on, do the roar.
I'm literally green with envy.
Do the roar.
Do the roar.
So what's
do that? Let's say that.
Can you guess the movie?
No, no.
Did
you
okay.
How can you guess the movie? Oh. You're in the movie.
Yeah, no, we know, but we're trying to guess what movie you're speaking about. We've done many. We know why we're here. Like, but I feel like we might be crossing paths here because we've done many movies.
Yeah.
So we'll
let's see if he reveals it by doing the accent he does in the movie.
The accent from the movie?
Yeah.
Let me not get cancelled. Hold on. What could he have possibly done?
Wait, do it, I'll cut out. Do it, I'll cut out. I promise, I'll cut out.
Nice. Can I take your own out?
Oh, I wish I never promised. I wish I never did.
Cut that shit out.
Oh, but why? Damn.
I'll put a squeaky little dolphin in there. But no, it's not that. Try again. Do the other one.
The other one. No, the accent from the movie, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, actually, I don't even remember that line being said in the movie.
Do the roar?
No.
He got the movie wrong. Okay. That.
Yeah, I think he's getting his movies confused. You've been in so many movies.
That must be the regular conclusion that it comes to.
Yeah, the accent from the movie. The movie that I was obviously in.
Are you okay? You're right. Your chest sometimes goes a bit.
Sorry.
So sorry about that, guys.
My throat's just.
Can we go to another question?
We'll go to another question.
Next question.
I say my last question is. What would you comment about how love was portrayed in this film?
Very, 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 very beautiful question. I wouldn't even say good. Beautiful question.
I agree.
I mean, between for me, donkey and
especially about his character.
The main characters.
Love conquers all, I guess.
I'm sorry, what?
Love conquers all, I guess.
Love does conquer.
What would you say about your character's love story in this movie?
I would say it was different. I would say it was different. And again, perspective, narrative. So depending on where you're looking from, could then possibly depict how you see. Do you know what I mean?
I hear that.
You know what I think my favourite part of the movie was?
Please, tell me.
The female lead choosing to be ugly rather than beautiful for love.
Could never be me, but still.
100%.
Can't relate, but yeah. Mm.
Always, yeah. I think it's great that you've picked up Ice Spice because what, you know, in the world we live in these days, it's... I feel like the beauty standards we have and, you know, the pressures that are on society for women, it's just, it can be a lot. So I think it's refreshing to see, you know, a female lead that doesn't have those same standards and really just
powerful. Wow.
Brings it back.
That was quite good.
God damn, I'm good.
I feel
No, I agree.
So can you guys guess what the movie is?
Yeah, let's have it.
Should we do it? After three?
Three, two. One,
Shrek 2. It has to be 2, sorry.
It can't be 2,
Shrek
bro. 2. Come on,
they got it right.
It was Shrek.
It was Shrek.
It was
Shrek. That challenge, though, I realised we should have chosen like a really movie where really horrible things happen. So, like, what did you think about it?
When you said Raw, we was like, you said Shrek, I was like, oh no.
You were struggling, I had to help you out with my
sister's keeper or something like that.
Human centipede.
Yeah, you've lost the problem.
What did you think about your role in the movie? Yeah, I really enjoyed doing the stunts. The stunts were great.
Did all my own stunts.
That was the best waffle, though.
Makeup did
it. That was good waffle.
It was clean waffle,
that was good waffle. We'll do that game again.
And I had your back, bro.
You did. And you, I mean, I feel like Omar set Dwayne up more than vice versa.
No, because I set him up first. Yeah. So he had to be
true. But then he was relentless.
When he saw that I had his back, he was like, okay, no, we're back in. Yeah. So I had to, you know, you got to set that. I set the standard, so I had to change it.
And in the end, we win together.
We did.
Right. Should we spin again?
Spinning again.
Hypothetical.
All right.
Yep.
You're doing some good spinning over there, Si.
Thank you, man.
I like that.
Like a butter.
That colour actually matches the colour on your top, bruv. Uh-oh.
This is something that's come up in our chats quite a bit. What is the worst buy one, get one free sale of all time? If there was an item that was buy one, get one free, what would you say would be the worst one? I'm Stein, a child.
I was gonna say
what?
That.
Whoa!
I was gonna say twins.
Whoa! Ladies,
It depends on your circumstances, obviously.
Of course.
Like, imagine you go to the adoption agency and you're like, yeah, one kid, please. And then they're like, hey, have another one.
I mean, I get that.
Double it, give it to the next one.
And buy one, get one free twins is mad, because then that's four. That's a madness.
Facts. Crazy.
Facts.
So I agree with you. And I have twins.
Yeah,
I got twin boys. But I didn't give birth to them. So I understand, ladies.
I should hope not.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no, I should hope not. Although I didn't know where we was going with the game before, so I didn't know if I had given birth to anyone.
But you've got to tell the story, though. How you found out, because that's kind of similar.
Yeah, no, for me, I wasn't happy when I first found out.
Mm. Yeah.
It wasn't joy. Mm. I was like, I was annoyed.
Mm. I was like, what, because it was twins or just?
Because it was two. Like, I was like, what? Like, we opted for, you're kind of right, we opted for one. We went in saying, right, yeah, let's, you know what I mean? He was like, come, we'll go back. Yeah, no, we went back again. We had one child and we was like, all right, ready to do this again?
Mm, they're
right,
like, cool. Excuse me, you know, sir, what's the return policy on that one?
I got a call from the kid's mum and she's saying, right, there's two. I said,
what do you mean?
I said, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
I said, how and why? I said, hmm. That's not mine. That's not me. You're a liar.
Oh,
this doesn't run in my family. It does, but it doesn't. And then we found out that it wasn't due to like genetics. Yeah. It just happened. So
yeah.
But I love them now. Obviously,
of course.
Yeah,
I hope
so. I mean, they're 12 now, so I just about like
yeah.
Yeah.
Getting to that point.
He's just accepting it now. Yeah.
Two for one was actually really nice. Now you know
now
what I mean?
It's nice.
Yeah, at the time, in that moment, I was like, hell no. And then I got over it. She never got over it until she gave birth.
Mm.
Yeah, she was not necessarily happy.
Yeah, because it's probably scary for her.
Yeah, yeah. She was happy, like, as in, but it was like, twins, what? Throughout the whole time, she's like, really? You know what I mean? And she's got to give birth. She's not really looking to do no cesarean. She's trying to do it natural. And I'm just like, do what you need to do. I have no comment.
He said, I'm over there.
You know what I mean? Because what can I do? In the room, I actually felt a little faint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realise. It went too often. I was like, oh, shit came over me. I was like in the room just watching and the midwife's in there, her friends in there, they're all in there, they're going, come on, you got this. And I'm like, yeah, come on, you. And I was like, what's I don't feel nothing. Like, I've never felt that feeling before. I was like, guys, I'm just going to go in the toilet. I went in the toilet, looked at myself in the mirror, I was like,
oh,
hello. I was like, what's happening here? I had to splash myself, went back in the room and I said, oh, I was feeling a little faint. I was feeling.
Then she looked at me and she was like,
no, I never told her till afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, she just knew I had to leave the room. She didn't care that I left the room where I was there. She didn't give a shit. She was just like,
she had other things going on.
Get them out of me.
It sounds a bit like going to watch your team play in the Champions League final. Like watching your significant.
Only a man would compare childbirth to football.
You have to understand. Now, I'm not a man who gives. Though. Yeah, I'm not a man who gives a damn about football. But for men that do, understand that's a huge compliment.
Amen.
You have to understand what football means to a man that cares about football.
Champions League serious.
If you don't, then man, I let him go home early from work because he was that upset with a match.
Yeah.
We're at work,
bro. That's a good boss right there, bro.
Bro, we're at work. I'm saying to him, bro, I need you to host this thing. He's saying, B. I'm like, I said to him, I said, Simon, I need you to leave. He's like, no, I'll do the job. I said, no, bro, you can't. It's not working for you.
Do you know what day that was? The day that Man United lost 7-0 to Liverpool. So I was at work. I'm hosting.
It's okay.
The Gary Neville went carousel.
It hurts.
No, he was in pain. And I saw it. And he's my brethren.
I was in pain.
So I was like,
he told me to go home.
I said, bro, go. And he's like, no, I'll stick around. I said, I hear you, but you're of no use.
I was no use.
Because even you being there, your energy's not right. Because he sat there just...
Let me just say something. If I am lying in a hospital bed, my legs spread open, a baby about to rip through my...
Go ahead and say it.
A man is going to sit there and be like, this is just like the...
No.
You see what you did?
You see what you did? You did it at the wrong time. We would never make... No man would make that comparison in the moment. Some men would. Some men would.
I might play through for
No, not you. No, some men would. Some men would. But no man here is doing that. When he made that comparison, he was making that comparison for you to understand how much it means to us. We'd never do that in the moment. But if you think about it, you're about to give birth, legs akimbo, it's a bit like a gold, head comes out, that's a ball. It's not that.
He's gonna start bullying it.
Listen, when he sees that at the time, in that moment, you might need him to hear.
Exactly. You'll be cheering. Just start singing charts.
I'm just telling you. I'm just trying to give you another idea.
God help us.
I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry.
No, it's true. I hear it.
There we go.
But wow. At the same time, though, a baby isn't technically an item you can buy.
True.
Bring it back to the question.
Really?
Guys, let's not go there because then we're getting into a different thing. If we're buying children.
Okay, let's spin the wheel.
No way.
Yeah, we're not going down
no
that
way.
Wow.
My God. We got another one.
That is crazy.
Wow. Another one, yeah? God. Yeah. Dwayne, Omar, if you want, pick ahead. One from any
really?
Point in the pile.
Don't scare me. I get scared when I have to read. And I can read
it
very well.
It can't be worse than him.
This is a short one.
It can't. No, don't give him that one. You're trying to set him up.
No.
I'm just asking it.
You picked it up.
So what is your most controversial opinion?
Oh, Lord.
He was ready to get cancelled today.
That was a setup.
That was a bit wild.
Do you know what I mean? What, can I go to someone first?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, the ladies are getting ones. You know, I feel like I want to go to ladies.
Oh, what was it?
Ladies, I'm going to go to the ladies. Ladies, if you don't mind. I'd like to
come
to you.
You're not ready.
You guys. And then I'm going to Simon.
you made him choose his punishment. I'm coming.
Oh, that's a tough one. My most controversial opinion. The second film is always better than the first film.
That's an easy cop out.
But you know what? But it's a nice one.
No, do you know how
but to
time?
Be fair, I thought you'd have a. I thought you was going to be very.
I thought you were going to get signed a bit.
Ariana Grande's a homewrecker.
Oh!
Yes!
I want them to hear the sound of my.
That's the sound of us all leaving.
I only
found this out today, but apparently she is like a habitual homewrecker. Like, she loves
Big Sean. Like,
yeah. This is her fifth married man.
Who's she with now? She's not with Pete Davidson anymore.
No.
She got married. Like
Pete
last
Davidson.
Year, no, another one.
Oh,
the
one
after Pete Davidson, she got married,
another one.
Divorced him, and is now dating a married man.
Is it?
And she, when the ex-wife of the married man gave birth, Ariana held the baby.
Look at
I was
that.
Like, I really want to be a mom.
Oh, I didn't
and
know that.
Worked the husband.
Oh,
and apparently, yeah. So. I think it was like all but
I don't think that's a controversial opinion.
Like
this sounds like it's largely
that's crazy. Ariana, baby, what are you doing? Chill.
Yeah, but not everyone may agree with that opinion, is her point. It's controversial.
As in, like, it is like usually I can separate the artist from the music, but sometimes, like, Seven Rings.
Mm.
Oh, break up with your girlfriend on board. There's a whole new
that's what she just said out. She was like, yeah, I'm gonna take him in.
Then, what about damn, you? That's crazy. But anyway. And the other one is, second film's always better than the original. Mulan, Lion King, Grease, all the second films better than the first one.
Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2.
Yes.
Shrek 2. Told you.
Shrek 2.
I'm still a bit confused by Lion King 2, though.
Lion King 2 was sick.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I was going to say, I was about to fight you if you were going to say something else.
No, Lion King 2 is better than...
Lion King 2 is better.
I think it's better than the first.
Maybe I need to watch it.
I don't think I've seen it.
You haven't watched it?
No, because... Because the second movie isn't always better.
Yeah, but...
It's not, but that's why it's controversial. How would you know if you
haven't watched it?
That's actually a good point. Coming to America 2 is not better.
No way.
Yeah? If you try to make a Trading Places 2...
Yeah, no, it depends.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not in everything, but
yeah.
I do understand what you're saying.
A lot of the times, yeah, I'd say there's...
That's you only feel that way about Shrek 2, bro. Don't Shrek.
Yeah. And Shrek 2 is everything, bro. So
Shrek is love.
Shrek is life.
We should have known that they were doing that to us with Shrek. We should have known, but...
It's a setup, man.
So, please, you're up next.
With what?
I need. What's a controversial opinion?
Oh, I don't really have one.
Oh, then Simon. I just like Simon's opinions.
Yeah, they're entertaining opinions.
Give us a controversial one, bro. It can be a nice one. It don't have to be bad.
Yeah, because I was getting bare intrusive thoughts.
I know what you're like.
I'd rather hear one of those.
Let the intrusive thoughts win.
No,
let them out, my boy.
I just think, did Michael Jackson touch them kids? No.
Now what's your opinion on that?
My opinion
you
on
may
that?
Have just lost a friend.
Who?
Not me personally, but you lost a friend.
Have
you may have lost
I'm just no, it's out there. Like, most people think that he did, most people think that he didn't.
So what's your opinion on it?
What's your, personally,
I don't think he did.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right.
You might have made a friend back.
Yeah. Why don't you think he did that?
I think he was just a very, very special individual in terms of not like by his talents, but just...
No, you mean special, like...
Mentally, yeah, there was, I think like, he lost acoustic. A lot of his childhood.
He did.
Yeah.
And I felt like he didn't get to live that how he wanted to.
But didn't he say that himself?
Yeah, but a grown man saying it still looks weird.
Yeah, it does.
So even though I agree with you, Si, I'm also going to agree, not agree with them, but understand why they don't agree.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it looked weird.
Yeah.
You don't. You kept saying weird stuff as well, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, you only had 2 surgeries. So now, how can I believe that you didn't touch those kids? Mm. But I do believe you didn't. But when you're saying you only had... your big fingers, you're a liar. You're a bloody liar. I love you, MJ, and God rest your soul, but you're a liar.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I believe you about those kids, but you lied about other things, and this the last one.
You know what I heard about Michael Jackson as well? I heard that his the voice, you know, that high pitched voice wasn't his real voice.
Exactly, bro.
I heard that as well.
If you heard MJ on the phone, not that I did, you know those ones where I sound like I'm a man that is there. What like MJ, what's up? Like, hey, yo, D, well gone,
bro. Where's your American accent? Exactly.
Like, fair enough, your voice is deep. But why are you talking to me like gigs?
MJ from Hackney.
Hey, yo, D, what's going on though? Still, you alright?
Yeah, what are you telling me, bro? You good?
Yeah, you're not coming back to Neverland, no. No, MJ, I'm not. All right, say no more. Hold on.
Yeah, so Dwayne.
Sorry, my mom came in. You know what I mean? No, MJ. I don't know them.
Oh man, that was funny. It's true.
Yeah, I heard. Actually, heard that song.
Basically, what I want to... It's like Chris Tucker. You have to do the Chris Tucker insert where Chris Tucker's singing the song and like Michael's like... No, you're
gonna
Chris
Dunn.
No, Chris, no. But he's the best guy ever. I love that guy, bro. We're the legend, but he talked some facts and he lied.
Yeah.
But I don't believe
him.
No, he did. He lied about some stuff, but I don't believe he touched those kids.
I reckon he did touch some kids. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know, man.
Bro, this is why he's controversial.
Bro, you got the knife, and you stabbed it in my rib, but I still respect you.
No, but I love his music. The thing is,
I believe he slept in the same bed, but he didn't touch those kids.
I don't know, man. Because the thing is, I think, if let's say he did touch them kids, obviously it's bad. It's obviously the fault of his father and that for giving him the shit childhood and all of that and working him to death.
Which is often how it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
People that do that often have gone through something. That don't make it right, but
yeah, of course. But I, for some reason, I just feel like I just don't see why. All of them would lie. I know some people say he didn't, like Macaulay Culkin said he didn't, but I think that's maybe because he was already in the public. I don't know. I'd like
but
to believe
all of them have been
true.
Have been called out as
it's
liars.
Possible. I mean,
all of like, all of them.
So that goes to my next question.
Oh,
is the saying "Are you in when you're innocent
until proven guilty"?
Do you think that actually is a thing? Because we've got cases in the media today with certain artists.
Yeah.
Where they've been proven innocent, but they're still getting...
Because it's the court of public opinion, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but you also have to understand that people are, like, their innocence and their guilt is proven by evidence. Someone can have, like, have done that shit 1,000 times, but unless there's solid evidence to convict them on, that person's going to walk free. So just because there's no guilty verdict doesn't absolve them.
Yeah, and also the legal system is very flawed. Like, it's not...
Yeah. Look at just, you lot, Starboy, Mason Greenwood.
Don't say my Starboy.
Wow. No,
my Starboy is Jalen Sancho. Oh, wait, no, it's not. He's gone. He's gone.
It's done. But Mason Greenwood, he had solid evidence against him. They got that fucking video. I'm not going to say what was said on the video.
Yeah.
That was solid evidence. And he he's still playing football. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah,
crazy.
I don't know.
You should never be allowed to play for a professional.
So what are you saying about Octavian then?
I don't know too much about that one. Was there
in the head?
Wasn't
in
there
the head.
Pictures of her
videos,
bruises? Yeah, there was.
Pictures,
wasn't there?
Voice
recording. Well, then dead to rights, isn't it? If there's videos of, but then obviously it does go vice versa as well because there is instances where sometimes people will lie. Like there was an issue with an incident with Neymar a few years ago where this woman said, he took me to my hotel room and, you know, but he took a video while he was in the hotel room and you can see that he didn't. Do you know what I'm saying? So there is a case where it goes the opposite way. So it's a tricky one, isn't it? It's like,
it's very tricky.
Yeah.
It's very tricky. And if you weren't there, you don't know.
You don't
That's
know.
The thing,
it's just an opinion.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Unless you're bombing the pyramids, in which case we know that that didn't happen. I don't know
bombing why, the pyramids.
Oh, in the new Napoleon movie, innit? When he's firing, apparently, I haven't seen it, but apparently he's like firing cannons at the pyramid, Napoleon, and that never happened.
Yeah, so the director of the film came out and said, people are stupid. Not, he didn't say this, but he was like, what is the quickest way to make people understand that the French took Egypt? And so he was like, I got it.
Bomb the pyramids. Fire
cannons at the pyramids.
I think that's a motive for our next holiday.
It didn't happen.
So we go take Egypt.
But like,
I, listen,
I respect it. I like
listen,
it.
Listen, listen,
take
listen,
Egypt.
Yeah?
Let's take Egypt.
You, you're forgetting my, part of my family's Egyptian. You ain't taking nothing, bro.
What the fuck?
You ain't taking nothing.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. You better calm down, guys.
Man said, calm down, bro.
My bad. My bad. We'll leave Egypt alone.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going to shout Egypt to you. I'm DNA, boy. Just like, wait. Sorry, let me spin the thing. Sorry.
I like your controversial what opinion.
Trying to get you cancelled.
Yeah, no, he done well though. You see, I was batting him away.
No, no, that's how you did well with that one. You did well. Well, well done, bro.
Thank you, guys. All right, we're spinning. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
What does that say?
I can't see it.
Can conspiracies.
Conspiracies.
Ah, conspiracies.
Good, good eyesight.
No convinced conflicts.
I'm one of you, grab it.
Someone pick that
cup. Man said everything but the right word. Sorry.
Facts.
Do you think we are living in a simulation?
Oof.
Do you know what? Yeah. Scientists recently have come out and said that there's only a 50-50 chance that we're living in a simulation, which is crazy.
Wait, wait, wait.
How does that work?
What do you do with that? 50-50. What the fuck are you telling me?
No, but deep that for a scientific source to say 50-50, that's kind of crazy, because you know how usually probabilities are a bit different. They're literally saying like we're either, because it works, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it works in stages of increments. It's like either we are in a simulation but then we're not, but then if we're in a simulation and then there's someone else, we've built a simulation within that simulation.
Yeah,
it's super complicated.
When I was going to do computer science, I used to do, I was going to do AI, like I was going to specialise in AI. I found this shit interesting.
Yeah.
But that's fucking cat.
Have you ever walked into a room though and forgotten why you walked in? That's the only evidence I could give to be like,
bro, that means,
that's just short-term that's memory loss.
Your memory's a mess.
I am so, like, no, that's like a glitch. Because my brain literally, it feels like a glitch. Because like, there's no way from this side of the door, I knew what I was going. I walked in. And I just don't know anything.
I'm not going to lie to you. The fact that you have called that a glitch, amazing, beautiful, I love it, but no, babes.
That's just you.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's not just you. It happens to everyone, and no one else calls it a goddamn glitch,
it's
man.
A glitch.
I just
glitch
thought, if I was simulated, they didn't complete my code. I can't fucking say it because...
Nah, man. I doubt it.
Do you know how you can go into someone's like iPhone settings and change one word to something else? Someone's changed yours.
What? In his life?
In my life.
If he was an iPhone, they've gone in and changed your whole setting.
Yeah, they've just like pulled that plug out.
I'm a big believer in the Matrix thing, so I don't know about that, but I definitely believe what.
So what's your opinion on AI right now? Because obviously Omar's about to go into it.
He was.
Yeah. So Omar, let's
you know what? You see that you've got quite a lot of bars to go into that.
No, exactly.
I don't have bars about it.
I got a couple of bars, but I think it's good. It's, I don't know. I think it's gonna go one of two ways, yeah. It's gonna it's gonna change the world, obviously. It's either
it
in a good way and productive. Obviously, computing power, we're gonna go into some crazy technological revolution.
Virgin.
Or
sorry,
do you have a problem with my virginity, bro?
No, please.
There a problem with
Zomar,
me waiting for the right
Zomar.
Yeah, Zomar's a massive virgin. Okay,
says the one who gets no bitches. It's a running joke, guys.
Shit, bro.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
You need to pick back.
Oh, they're going to take over the world.
Bro, you need to pick back up your balls.
All right.
Next spin.
No, let's go AI.
I'm just going to go and fuck myself again.
No.
Yes, either going to be crazy technology or they're going to fuck up the world. I don't know which one, innit. Thank you for coming to my TED talk. Let's spin the wheel.
Wow. Okay.
You guys bullied him out to not speaking as boss.
No.
But have you actually seen? Left hand is working overtime.
What's going on? Who's left hand? What? What are you talking about? Okay, that's good.
Okay.
What?
Let's go.
None of them recognize it. Like, none of them, they don't want to admit.
Movies and TV.
Love that no one wanted to move.
I was actually looking for
it. I was like,
where is that?
Yeah, you're fucked. Oh. What is your favorite or scariest horror movie and how would you survive it?
Oh man.
I feel like most horror movies can be survived by just leaving the premises.
Roll credits.
Yeah, but what about them ones where they follow you everywhere you go?
I'll go Dubai, bro. Haunt me in Dubai. I don't give a fuck.
To be fair, I feel like it'd be a lot less scary to be haunted in somewhere like Dubai.
Yeah,
like, you never see a horror movie set in Dubai.
Imagine just, you see an Arab ghost.
I don't know why the ghost is following you, bro. The ghost didn't change. It didn't change whole things, but the ghost has followed you. It's the same mother.
Same ghost.
It didn't come bilingual, bro. It's the same Freddy Krueger.
I just hope my ghost knows that it's not saying first class. I'm so sorry, we can't afford that right now.
Yeah. I pay for my ghost to sing.
You pay for the flat?
So that's your missus. Make your own way, bro.
So what Freddy Krueger took the flat to all the Emirates and...
Bro, I don't know where, but Freddy Krueger was my worst nightmare, bro. Growing up. I didn't like horrors growing up. I didn't like rides.
You like them now.
I don't mind them now. So me now, I can watch them and just tell myself they're not real.
You know, like, make that like, differentiation.
As a child, no, bro. Freddy was coming, bro.
And how would you survive?
How would I survive if Freddy was coming?
Freddy was coming.
You're good.
Well, how do you deal with Freddy if he's coming? You have to bust him up in your dreams, innit? So Freddy's getting fucked up now. Freddy, where are you going to Dubai? I'm going to Jamaica. I'm calling for all of the baddest men in Jamaica. And we're all going to sleep. Okay. And we're assembling. You get me? Like Avengers. Yeah? We're assembling with machetes and everything. Your blood! And we're killing Freddy, bro. Freddy's going to get scared from us. You're dead, old chap. Freddy, Kruger, your bruiser! Freddy's getting deaded, bro. I'm going to Jamaica. You're going to Dubai? I'm in Yard Kingston in the trees, bro. Army, and Apollo Creed.
You made Molotovs out of the Magnum. The Maggie Molotovs, bro.
Are you mad, bro?
I'm going back in the Magnum. You see him
there? You see him? Watch him in the tree.
What you look?
What you look? Everybody's dead, bruv. Everybody's dead. Freddy's dead. Jason's dead. Mike, them all dead.
That's a good solution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody dies. The new horrors I'm not into. I don't like the new horrors.
But Elijah should make a movie like that when it's the opposite way around. Like, the normal people. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, man.
Dwayne, main man role.
Come on.
Netflix, give him a call.
Give me a call. I'm there.
Let's do it.
Get me? I'll give you cool runnings accent as well, because I know you look prefer that way. It won't be too authentic, so you can understand. Yeah. But I love you, Stella.
It's fine.
Jamaican is the best I can be. I'll give you, I got you. So the Europeans, you can all understand. I won't go too deep.
Yeah.
I won't take you to, you know what I mean?
What would be the next level, though? What would be the next level of that accent? I want to hear it.
The next level, all right. In my horror movie.
Yeah.
Don't kill me, Freddy. I don't want to dead. Yeah.
So I like it.
Bro, cold. Get me. Cold.
Oh, everybody must dead to win. Yeah. Got it.
What would you call that movie?
Oh. Everybody must dead.
Fuck Evil Dead Rise. Everybody must dead.
I have to say an accent.
Yeah. Don't say like everybody must dead. It doesn't work, babes.
No.
Everybody must dead.
Imagine that. Imagine if you lot were doing the cast interview for that. She'd be like, so how was your time filming? Everybody must dead.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah. We're patterning that. Don't even fucking try it. Copyright, right?
Copyright. Yeah, fuck you guys. This is us.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Can I just say? Can we do another wild card? I just want to make one up right now. Yeah, for Edge, for you, yeah?
For me?
You're auditioning for the movie right now and you have to do the accent.
Okay, I'll do it, but you don't have to give me a scenario. What's the scene? Let's set the scene.
I feel like you had something there, Sai.
Yeah,
so the scene is...
You've just had a sound and now you and your friends are discussing which one of you is going to go and investigate that.
There you go.
You're nominating who is going.
So So can I have someone else do this wild card with me so I can at least riff off them?
All right.
I will have to do it with you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's me and you.
Me and you.
Okay, cool.
Should we get Omar involved? It's a group of us.
I like that. I like that. All right, let's go.
Let me get my Jamaican accent out.
Wait, you don't have to be Jamaican, bro.
Oh.
No, it's this movie that we're doing.
Kingston.
And Everybody Must Dead, is this still
Everybody Must Dead? Right. Everybody Must Dead. So we're in Cannes Film Festival, they've given a preview of our film. This is the preview.
Alright, go on.
So we just heard a sound and I'm discussing. Yeah, hear that?
I don't hear nothing.
You don't hear that? The knocking upon the wood.
Nothing.
We're knocking upon the blood clot door. That knocking is scratching upon the blood clot door. That's. You go and check it out.
No, you need to check it out. Check it out.
I remember. Check it out. Hey, never forget. Everybody Must Dead.
Right there, it can just end right there. That was
Face
it.
To black.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And again, the accent, like I told you, so you could understand.
Your Jamaican character traveled to Scotland midway through.
That's nice. It was alright. Do you know what? Had you gone islands, it would have been better because the Irish and the Jamaican, they say things the same. You know what I mean? We say tink, they say tank. You know what I'm saying? Same thing, you know what I mean? You understand? You know what I'm talking about?
Close enough. Yeah. I heard when you say, when it's like, what is it again? To say, where's my bacon in Jamaican? It's
beer
like.
Beer
can. Yeah.
Where's my beer can?
There you go. Beer can.
Beer can.
Mm. There you go. Nice, you're learning.
Getting it. Few more less games, and then we'll be Oscar worthy.
Okay, well, all right, okay.
Everyone,
all right,
everyone,
say dicks. Okay.
Everyone must dicks.
I'll make that movie.
Should we go for another spin?
Let's do that.
But I do. Well, listen.
No, we're making that. We're making that movie, bro.
This has to happen.
100%.
Hypothetical.
That's close to you guys.
Should we run another one? Yeah, come on, bro.
Let's do another one.
What animal would you want to be and why?
I have my answer.
I'd be an eagle.
You got an answer?
Oh, you'd be an eagle.
Yeah, man.
Why would you be an eagle?
Because they just do what they want. They fly, firstly.
Mm. I would say so, yeah.
Top of the food chain. Top of their food chain.
That's like an entry requirement.
Yeah, top of the food chain. Yeah, they're just...
Imagine being an eagle and flying.
But you're okay with your leading objective being bold?
The game. You can't have everything, man.
Bold.
There's nothing wrong. Yeah, you tell him, Sam.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, keep that beat on, but you tell him, man.
It was a shot, innit? It was fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, so rewatch your animal.
I would be an elephant.
Why?
They're strong.
Yeah.
They're smart.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
They're severely hunted to extinction, yeah? Nice.
Wow.
Like Green in a nightclub,
Man is firing loads of shit for real.
I've had enough.
He got it on the last, on the episode.
I've received two for no reason, and I backed you, so that's mad.
I'm sorry, I love you, bro, man.
That's cool.
It's all love. It's
all right.
Yeah. Anyone else?
I'd be a dog, man, because shit, you don't have to pay for nothing. You just live in that house rent-free, chill out. To be fair, now that I think about it, it sounds like a lot about what I do now. But still, you know.
What, any particular breed?
I don't know the breeds like that. What's the...
Small, annoying one?
Yeah. Chihuahua.
I'm doing a new.
That's the Chihuahua right there.
You're a fucking poodle, you bastard. I'm doing a new. Like a Labrador or something.
The
Dobermans. Yeah, them ones.
Dobermans?
Nah, you don't give Doberman energy.
Doberman? That's kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy.
What kind of energy do I give? Like friendly energy, isn't it? I don't like this.
Like poodle,
like not poodle, not poodle. What's it called? Like purse.
First, I get no bitches. Now I'm a poodle.
The ones that you carry around in a purse.
Yeah, like the small ones.
The
that
Paris
like,
Hilton.
The Paris Hilton. Yeah.
Hey, at least you get carried around. Bro.
Hey, and if I'm in Paris Hilton's purse,
you're laughing, bruv. You might get robbed though, like because they take Paris. They were teeth from Paris Hilton, but
I didn't say it was Paris Hilton's purse. Could be any crazy lady cracker that carries a dog in a bag. But
she has no care for you right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you know who's
crackhead's dog?
She was landing again. She
crackhead's
was like,
dog is in
the dog.
We might as well. We're here now already. We're here now.
Yeah, finish. On,
I
finish.
Can't
yeah,
see the person's name.
So I'll blur it out.
Do you know whose person he would be?
Oh, we can't even explain.
You can't explain.
It's an inside joke.
We're gonna explain it off camera.
All right, say no more. Say no more.
If I was in that person's purse,
you'd be having mushrooms.
Yeah,
well, you would have in the bottom of
yeah, honestly, I'd be dead within the week, so forget about it.
Probably,
reincarnate. Sounds like you shouldn't be in that person's bag, bro.
No, definitely not. Most definitely not.
What a person like that is hiding inside their bag, fucking knives, nuclear launch codes. I don't know.
This person sounds dangerous, bro. I feel like we need this person in our movie.
This person
needs to be in our movie, and I don't care.
That was the one missing piece of the movie.
Seriously.
She can play Jason.
Shit, she's the killer.
She's the killer.
Horror in the horror movie.
But instead of killing you, she tries to force you to buy her drinks.
Yes, exactly.
Bro, whoever you are, yeah, even though we may have blurred your name, you know who you are.
Oh, she would definitely.
I don't think she does know.
She ain't watching, man. I could say her name.
I'm
definitely gonna blur that.
Don't think you should. No. No, we've got to stand on business.
Controversial.
I love it.
Controversial.
We like to see
the theme of this episode. Controversy.
But I'll be a lion.
A lion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? And why?
They bang like 6 or 7 times a day.
I've got
fairs.
I mean, you got a way to go.
Huh?
What was that?
Why do you not want to just get
a Dwayne? That's crazy.
Do you want to
join
Dwayne?
Oh, let him land.
No, no, it's cool. You can keep throwing shots at the hair thing. Yeah. I'm sexy bald, kind of.
Let them know, sir.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
And I've got a beard to show.
Michael C. Jordan. Huh?
Yeah. Say that again.
What?
Say that again.
Nothing.
Michael C. Jordan. At least people. Oh, I wouldn't expect it.
Louise, come.
Hey, listen. She said it first.
You see it coming, innit? You see it.
But I've learned from myself. What did I tell you?
I've learned from myself.
The guy that's ready. Remember I said to you that he's ready.
I'm a better man. I've learned for myself. I've learned peace. And that's what it is. A solace. So.
Whoosh.
Congratulations.
People try. No, listen. People try to throw things.
Let me land. Let him land.
People try to throw things on your insecurities, yeah? But I'm here telling you that I'm standing here today. You get me? Yeah, strong.
Amen.
Black. Proud. Yeah. And money in my account.
What else?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Say no. Let's go. Carry on the phone. Let's go.
All right.
Let them know.
But why would you be a lion?
I just said it though, and then them started throwing shots.
I didn't mean to bring him back. Sorry. I was trying to let you carry on.
That's the reason why I feel like a lion's a really strong animal.
And they have sex six times a day. You're...
That was just a buy.
Just a byproduct.
It's just an extra little bonus.
No, I just feel like I like the way lions roll, like in the pride.
Yeah.
You know, they're strong.
The rock.
It's kind of like us. I suppose we're all lions. We all roll together, you know, in a friendship group. Well, she's coming to embarrass me again. Never mind. I was trying to be nice.
That was nice. That you look what the lioness is. You look do the hunting.
I was going to say, like,
you look bring it back.
Yeah.
Because to be fair, we don't do the hunting.
No, man.
We protect.
I ain't hunting shit.
Can I just come in a fact check? Because lions don't, you know, have too many males in the
And pride. Actually, the lions, what you'll find.
Shit. Hold on. Four's okay. Four's all right.
Yeah.
Force fine, because they'll be the leader of the pride, and there might be a brother, and then there might be sons.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you. I didn't mean like you're the son. I was just like,
well, have you seen how mine is?
I love lions.
They just
you're not my dad.
You hear me?
We're like a nice family.
I mean,
I was trying to say.
Lion King, Fact. Simba, Fact. Scar.
Mufasa. Can I be Mufasa?
Get me. I've got to watch the second one. I ain't watched that one.
I don't think I have it as well.
Is that the live action one or the one that's CGI?
No, it's like it's Lion King 2. You can't say the CGI one can't because that's still Lion King.
Yes,
I never knew that existed. Yeah. That'd be wrong.
I didn't know Lion King 2.
YouTube, go home tonight, watch Lion King 2. Write your notes. Homework. Come back to us.
Oh, all right.
Uncultured.
All right.
You got it.
Say no more.
Here you go.
I'm going to check that.
Any other animals?
Simon, don't do it, let him be okay, he's alright, I'm alright, hey. Love you, baby. Come on now. So what animal you gonna be, baby?
I would be a jellyfish.
A jellyfish?
If I can 1v1 that one that fucking stung me in Croatia. When I find you, Ricky.
Wait, you named the jellyfish that stung you?
No.
Oh.
That's what I thought. I was like, what?
What do you mean? So is there someone that...
It's a TikTok sound.
Sorry guys, I'm 44. I don't know if my
I make it fair, okay? I do it to everyone. It's not just you.
Don't come for me.
It's not just me. It's not just me.
I'm all right.
It's everyone.
D, you know me. I'm all right. I'm good.
It's everyone.
I'm so sorry, I like this.
Simon is my sensitive soul brother, I love him. He knows me, you know.
Like when you hear Simon says, everybody leave me alone right now. Yeah. I gotta get over it and I'll be all right.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm good. Once he's over it,
I'm good. Yeah. But don't bring attention to me. Yeah. Don't do it. All right.
Don't do that today. I'm being fair.
I'm not taking off my hat to show my boot head because I'm sweating, bro. The ladies said they were cold. I was like,
what?
You know, my Malteser will melt.
That's the only reason why I wear a woolly hat, because my head gets cold.
That's your head. My head don't, bro. My nipples are hot right now.
Your head anyway.
These men are
like
it.
I like it too. I don't care about it. Why are we still focusing on it? We're gonna zoom in on it and everything. Why are we doing
this? Have you seen the SpongeBob movie when the King Neptune takes off his hat and he goes, my eyes! I'm gonna put a clip for that. No, but we're gonna move on from that because it's fine. You are right, we're bringing too much attention. Let's do another spin.
Let's go.
Let's go. Love you, bro. That wild card, is that what that says?
It looks like it.
Yeah, it is wild card.
Yes.
Let's do one last wild card. Let's go for it.
All right, cool.
Ending strong.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's that saying there?
The other side.
Oh.
God. Everyone's good at spinning, but he's no good at reading.
No, this was actually pissing me off.
Yeah?
Because I'm good at reading.
Yeah.
Read the card then.
Read it.
Okay. It's The Apprentice. You've messed up on a challenge because you blew something up by accident. You are now in the boardroom convincing Lord Sugar not to fire you. 3, 2, 1, improv.
So you've got to choose someone else to do it with you. Everyone else will be Lord Sugar.
Am I doing it again? No, what? Someone else can hold this one.
I can't do this.
Yes, you can.
No, what?
Might as well run it because I'm having a business meeting anyway.
So you'll be Lord Sugar?
You're Lord Sugar.
No, I want to be the person getting...
So someone else is Lord Sugar. Yeah, yeah. Okay, wait, this is high. You are quite high right now.
Yeah, I like this.
So you try and Lord Sugar.
So you've blown up something in a task and you've got to convince me with the final round of the border. You've got to convince me what I've got to say. So I'm Lord Sugar now. So, Simon, convince me why you think you should stay on this process.
Sounds like the lady from Monsters,
Inc.
I'm watching you without skin.
I feel like... Beyond the mistake that happened, I made cells.
Yeah, but it was a pretty big mistake, wasn't it? You blew up the National Theatre on South Bank.
Rotted.
It's not a very good mistake.
I feel like that's because we was under a lot of pressure. We was doing aggressive marketing.
Aggressive marketing? What the fuck is that?
Aggressive marketing.
Yeah.
it's us getting it out there. We're trying to get sales. That's what we're trying to do. We make this. Okay. We're trying to make bread.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Where did the bombs come from?
How did you manage to blow up the rest of there?
I'm gonna pass that on to Ree actually.
What the fuck?
What send that nigga home in the boardroom. Send that nigga home.
There's other people in the group. Other people in the group.
So why were you at fault for this task? Is your team losing the task?
Personally, I wasn't involved because I couldn't be bothered because I'm lazy.
These times you grabbed the bombs. There. Sorry.
Like grab. So it was you who grabbed the bombs.
No. I was out getting my nails done. I think you're mistaking me for Tashana, actually.
So Tashana, it was you who grabbed the bombs.
I'm calling racism.
Wow. But we're all black.
Except for that guy.
Everyone's so it was you.
So you're fired.
No sugar. I'd like to interrupt.
Where
you're
saying
bombs. Oh, you're my age. You're my age.
It wasn't. Exploded. It was. From what I know, it wasn't actual bombs. It was fireworks that exploded in the building that then caused more problems.
Okay.
As far as I was concerned, the person that was leading is the person at fault.
Mm. And that person is Simon, isn't it? Thank you very much, Claude and Karen.
So, basically, because of the aggressive marketing and the success of the actual task, we wanted to put on a firework display at the end of the day.
But why would your marketing tactic be aggressive? Do you think that's very good in business?
Bro, I'm from South London. We've got to be doing aggressive marketing all the time. So
Lord Sugar, I have to say, that was part of the issue there. Once he was aggressive, a lot of South London-esque came out in his ism. And I was concerned. I was concerned. Yeah. He is a good salesman, but the aggression is a bit south.
Where do you think I learned from, though? Where do you think I learned from?
Oh,
I have no idea.
Just letting you know.
Sir.
No. Where do you think I learned from?
Well, I think I've heard enough. Thank you very much. I did hear from Claude and Karen that
it's talent. It's talent.
Don't interrupt me while I'm speaking. Lord Sugar is speaking. Okay. So I think you know. I heard from Claude and Karen that you even grabbed someone and headbutted them until they bought.
Yeah, I saw it.
No, he was chatting. No, listen.
I'm talking to you actually.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened there?
Lord Sugar.
What happened there was obviously I was trying to get him to do a task I was delegating, like a team leader should do.
Amen.
Tried to give me a bit of smack, sorry. Tried to speak a bit of a way to me. So I just told him, there was no headbutt, I was just close to his face. Yeah?
And
he says close, Lord Sugar, he says close, but it wasn't how like, it, we're not talking about like Vin Diesel and that, they wasn't here, he was here. You know what I mean? It was close enough for it to be really intimidating. And to be honest, I was intimidated. You know, I'm still shaky. Yeah. Now, from the incident.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Do you know what I mean? It was very, very intense.
I think this is discrimination.
Well, actually, I think I've
my card, don't fuck off.
Listen, I'm throwing it.
Well, I think I've heard enough from you, Simon. You're a bit quiet there in the middle. What's going on with you in this task?
Well, you see, a firework hit me in the eye, so now I'm brown and blind.
Okay, so my last question I have for you guys is who set off the bloody fireworks?
You can't put that on me. No, you can't put that on me. I didn't set off the fireworks. I delegated, yeah. You had the lighter.
Right.
I don't smoke. That's you.
Omar?
That's cool.
That's Karen. Where's Karen?
That's Karen. That's Karen. Right, I think I've had enough. I'm going to deliberate on who I'm firing. Ree, you were fucking useless. You were lazy for the whole task.
I was.
You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But you did have the lighter that possibly set off the fireworks. So that is definitely something to think about. Tashana, you're fine. I'm not racist.
You're fine. I'm not racist.
Think Simon, of the court case.
Simon, the concern I have about you is I just can't go into business with someone who's headbutting people on the street to try and get them to buy. And ultimately, the fireworks did go off under your supervision of this task.
But can I just say, interject? No, I have to interject. At least you know if you go into business with me, you'll be protected.
Right.
I lost an eye.
Listen, I'm not looking for a bodyguard, mate. I'm looking for a business partner. So it's with regret, Simon, that unfortunately, you're fired.
It was good.
Do you know what that just reminded me of? Sorry, this is so off topic. You know once, yeah?
I was basically firing someone at work, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This was fucked. And then the guy told me to do it like Lord Sugar. Like, fire him like Lord Sugar.
Did you do it?
Of course I did it.
Okay, so how did you
do it? Weird.
It was like kink.
You know, you're fired.
That whole thing.
And then he was like, okay. And then he left. I'll never saw him again.
What's that guy in the news who's currently like, he wanted his white girlfriend to pretend to be Coretta Scott King.
Oh, no.
Have you not seen
who
it?
Who is
Scott
that?
Actor.
What?
He's an actor, like a huge. You know who I'm talking about, guys. He's a huge, guys? Like action actor.
Oh, Scott King. Never no. seen. Never.
Basically, he's an actor.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
He's currently in court right now because it was alleged that he was abusing his white girlfriend, and then the texts were released, and he was basically.
Wait, which actor?
Jonathan Majors.
Yes.
Oh, Jonathan Majors. Oh. Yeah.
I see my,
you didn't say his name.
Yeah,
I know.
Who the fuck is Scott King, bro?
He wanted his girlfriend to pretend to be Coretta Scott King.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Very weird. It
was.
Like, so, what, is that why she was chasing him down the road?
What?
No? Someone else?
What?
Oh, my God.
I think you're the same kind of savage.
Oh, man.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah.
I think we've
Rhys running after you down the road.
Wait, why am I running after him down the road?
I don't know, I'm just trying to stop him.
I'm just going to wait for that class to finish there. Do you want to share the rest of the class?
No, apparently I'm running after Simon down the road, but I don't know why.
Nice. That would be great.
Simon is still in character, guys. Simon is still the roadman waiting for Lord Sugar to rehire him. Like, he's like, brother, I told you I got your back, brother. I'm your protection. Regardless.
Wait, it depends on what scenario we're talking about. Huh? Why don't you want someone chasing after you that's the opposite? What's wrong with that? Like, what is wrong with it?
I'm so confused right now.
Where is it going? This is happening. Listen, napalm got thrown in the center and it just blew up again.
Oh, them ones.
That's what's happened. So we're all confused. So let's move on.
Well, guys,
it's been emotional.
It's been great.
It's always good.
It has been emotional. Yeah, we're on time. So thank you very much for tuning in. We'll definitely see you for the next time. We've got a few exciting things coming up, so all of that will be announced soon.
Stay tuned.
Thank you very much to Dwayne for coming on.
Shout out Dwayne.
I'm going to link it in the description everywhere, on your face, tattoo it on my head. I don't know, it's going to be everywhere. But we'll catch you in the next episode, guys.
In a bit.
Bye-bye.
Love.
Bye.